Radical Respect, How to Work Together Better, by Kim Scott. Read for you by Marisa Blake. For my soulmate, love and partner in all things, Andy Scott. And for our children, you are inheriting a broken world. Your father and I have worked to mend it, but we have much further to go. I hope this book will give you some of the tools you'll need to continue our work. Difference must be not merely tolerated, but seen as a fund of necessary polarities between which our creativity can spark. Only then does the necessity for interdependency become unthreatening. Audre Lorde. Introduction. We can fix problems only when we are willing to notice them. When you write a book about feedback, or guidance as I prefer to call it, you're bound to get a lot of it. In 2017, I published a book called Radical Candor, Be a Kick-Ass Boss Without Losing Your Humanity. It advocated for caring personally and challenging directly at the same time, a combination of real compassion for the other person and a commitment to helping them succeed. Hands down, the best feedback I got on the book came from Michelle, who'd been a colleague for the better part of a decade. I liked and admired Michelle enormously and was thrilled when she invited me to give a talk about radical candor at the tech startup where she was CEO. When I finished giving the presentation, Michelle pulled me aside and said, "I'm excited to roll out radical candor here, Kim. I think it's going to help me build the kind of innovative culture we need to succeed. But I gotta tell you, as soon as I give anyone even the gentlest, most compassionate criticism, I get accused of being an angry black woman." I'd been in innumerable meetings with Michelle. I'd never once heard her raise her voice or even seem annoyed, let alone angry. She's one of the most even-keeled, cheerful people I've met. Calling her angry and following that up with black and woman was no small indication that something other than an objective assessment was going on with the people who called her that. Michelle's story made me realize I had not done much to dig into how bias, prejudice, and bullying get in the way of radical candor. These attitudes and behaviors destroy the trust that is foundational to the healthy exchange of different perspectives. They mar the quality of feedback and therefore hurt our ability to do great work and build strong professional relationships. Michelle's feedback also made me realize I'd treated bias, prejudice, and bullying as though they were all the same thing, making it difficult to respond effectively. Different problems demand different solutions, after all. My failure to consider all this had put Michelle in a jam when she implemented radical candor. Come to think of it, it had put me in a jam too, though in different ways. Why had I not paused to think about this when writing my book? I was certainly aware of the problems of bias, prejudice, and bullying, and how they can give way to discrimination, harassment, and violence. I grew up in an upper-middle-class household in Memphis, Tennessee. Since I was a teenager, I'd been wrestling with being white and Southern. Then I moved to New York and Silicon Valley and learned racism was unfortunately not just in the South. A tech CEO I coached was active in the BLM movement after the murder of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. But he didn't need to fly to Missouri to fight racism. There was plenty of that in California. Bias, prejudice, bullying, discrimination, harassment, and physical assault weren't things that happened to other people. I'd personally experienced all of these throughout my career. Given these experiences, how was it possible that I had written a book about management that barely touched on what causes the worst management train wrecks? Freud calls this kind of knowledge knowing without knowing. Lindsay McGoey and others call this strategic ignorance. Charles Mills has written about epistemologies of ignorance. Michelle's radical candor on radical candor helped me break through that kind of hazy knowing, not knowing, so that I could analyze problems clearly enough to begin to develop a framework that might help me, and hopefully you too, figure out what to do when we notice them.